Let's pray. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So one of my favorite pastimes is going for a walk around the university campus in Corian. I usually head there with my mom and her dog Isla, and for the next 45 minutes to an hour, we are engrossed in nature as Isla explores and sniffs out every scent that she can possibly find and tries to chase a few birds in the midst of that. And whilst mom and I look around and take in the wonderfulness of God's beauty and the beauty of God's creation. Especially on a sunny day as we're walking round behind the back of the Students' Union towards the Riverside Theatre and look out across the band, we can't help but be drawn in by how beautiful it looks. But one day a few months ago, we decided that we're going to head for a walk there. And so we start getting ready and we gather everything up that we need and we hop into the car and we start driving around. And as we arrive and set off walking, we begin to notice that part of it has been closed off. The forest part of the walk, which allows us to go through the trees and around the outside of the campus, has been closed as they worked on fixing it. And so that morning we had to walk a slightly different path. Now this was around the time of the pretty fierce storms, and so the route had been closed as a result of trees being uprooted and blocking the pathway, making it unsafe to walk that way. And the path we took that day allowed us to walk alongside the forest and look in and see the results of that storm. The one thing that stuck with me from that day was the size of the roots of the trees that were lying on their side. Some of the trees were really big, and so you could tell they had been there for many, many years. They looked like they had roots that had grown deep into the soil and took quite a strong wind to move. And seeing those trees uprooted got me thinking about how the roots and the foundations of the tree are vitally important, not just to keep it in place, but also to provide it with the nutrients that it needs to live and grow. And so this morning, as we think about what it means to live for Christ, there's a couple of verses that are found in chapter 2 of Colossians, just before our reading this morning, that are going to help focus our minds on our passage. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, it says, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Just like trees need good, strong roots, we need strong spiritual roots that are grounded in Jesus. As followers of Jesus, Jesus is the center of our lives. And these roots are vitally important to help us to live for God. And they grow deeper as we grow in faith and trust in Jesus more and more each day. And so there's three points that I'd love us to consider this morning as we think about growing those spiritual roots and what that might look like. Firstly, to help us to stay rooted in Christ, we need to focus our hearts and our minds on Jesus. Paul tells us in verses 1 to 3, "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things above, not the earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." So the starting point of the new life that we receive in Christ is our personal relationship with Jesus. It is the foundation where the roots for our new life in Jesus grow. As we fall in love with Jesus and we look to walk in his ways, we acknowledge that Jesus is King over our lives. And so we make the deliberate choice to turn to Jesus to help us. And so as we turn in faith and look to be built up in him, our perspective changes from focusing on the world around us and letting it influence our values and desires to focusing on heaven and the joy that awaits us there and allowing that to shape us as it reminds us that it will bring us joy no matter what circumstances we face each day. that the joy of heaven is greater than anything we will face in this life. As followers of Jesus, in the midst of everything that is going on around us, we're called to set our minds on God's goodness and faithfulness. We're called to hold on to his promises as we are guided by him each day. And so we see God's love and faithfulness in action as we remember in Genesis how God created the universe and sustained it and sustains it each day. We see it when Adam and Eve sinned and rebelled against God, how God promised to send a Savior even in that moment. Then later in Genesis, we see how God chose a people for himself, starting with Abraham, who would know his presence with them, who would know his presence with them as they follow him and as they share the good news with everyone around them. Then through everything that happens, we see how God is always faithful to his people. Even when they turned away and decided to follow their own ways, God is still faithful. But ultimately, we remember the greatest act of love that we will ever know or see, as God fulfilled his promise to give us a way back to him, as he sent a Savior in the form of his Son, Jesus. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, we have been set free from the power of sin over us, as the power of the Holy Spirit helps us to live for God each day. But the thing is, we also have to admit that focusing on Jesus and turning to him isn't always the easiest thing to do, because there's so much that happens in this world around us that seeks to draw our attention away from him and our hearts away from Jesus. We see in the media or social media or through influencers and everything around us that quite often we see messages that call us to forget about God and to live life in the moment as if this life is all that matters. To not worry about the future or our eternal future, but only to look of the things that are here and now. So what can we do in the midst of these times to help us to focus our hearts and our minds on Jesus? Well, we start by making the choice to spend time with God, through reading our Bibles, through praying, and through taking time just to be still and to meditate on God's goodness and mercy. Instead of getting caught up in the busyness of life, looking to find times where we can slow down and just be with God. And we focus on Jesus by letting God's love be seen in our lives as we live for him each day. Which leads us on to our second point. Our roots grow as we allow the Holy Spirit to mold us, to shape us, and to build us up in Christ. Verses 12 to 14 tell us, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity." For those of you who have been a follower of Jesus for a very long time, or even just for a very short time, you'll probably know and understand this very well. When we start our journey with Jesus, we don't have everything figured out. Sometimes we like to think that we do, but quite often when we look back, we realize that we didn't. And in fact, even today, we realize that we still don't have everything figured out. And we still don't know where the journey of faith in Jesus will lead us. But one of the things that I've learned over the years is that the Christian walk isn't a destination, but instead, it's a daily walk with God, where we spend time with him and we trust him in faith. Because every day, God is shaping us and molding us into the people that he wants us to be. And he does this through the Holy Spirit. And so we are completely different people from when we started to follow God. With the help of the Holy Spirit working in us, in our lives, each of us are able to be people that are known by the qualities that Jesus has shown to us. We are able to be known by our compassion, our humility, our kindness, our willingness to forgive, our unity, but most of all, our love. Jesus is the perfect example of love. And as we read through the Gospels, we see time and time again how Jesus loves and cares for those around him. We see he reaches out to those in need. He loves those who are considered outcasts. He broke social barriers and norms as he taught and shared all about the good news of God's kingdom. And so these are virtues that Jesus shows, and they are virtues, the same virtues that God calls us to live out in our day-to-day lives. But I think even as we're all sitting here this morning, we can all agree that often we find it quite difficult to show these virtues. In the here and now, we still live in a broken world as imperfect people. And so there are times that we get it wrong and we mess up. No matter how hard we try to be perfect, we still make mistakes. But the wonderful news is that we can turn to God and we can turn to Jesus. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to work at them and to grow in them each day. Our goal as Christians each day is to be more like Christ. And we do that as we look to be more loving, to be more patient, to be humbler, and to be gentler with those around us. But we can't do this part on our own. We need help. And so God provides us the Holy Spirit to help us to grow in these each day. And as we grow in these virtues, they help us to grow in community together. As we bear with each other, as we forgive each other, and as we be patient with each other. But most importantly, they help us to love each other with a godly love that lifts others up and points them to Jesus. And finally, as our roots in Christ grow, they help us to be thankful and worship God as we are united together in him. Verses 15 to 17 say, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish each other and one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word and deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So one of the things I love about church is that every time we join together for worship, there are people that we meet that the only reason we are together in the same place at the same time is because of our love of Christ. And I think that that is amazing. We can all have different hobbies or interests. We hang out with different people outside of church. We maybe went to different schools, and we're all different ages. But we have the love of Christ which joins all of us together. I have always loved that diversity that we find in the church. And that diversity is so needed so that we can learn from each other and lean on each other in each of the different circumstances that we face each day. But I also love that in that diversity there is unity and peace in Christ, which isn't just something that happens on a Sunday morning, but it happens throughout the week as well in lots of different ways. It happens through our WhatsApp groups as we pray and encourage each other. It happens through our organizations, our coffee mornings, our prayer times, our Bible studies, and everything else that we do together as Christians to support each other in friendship. As we live in community together, as we serve others, and as we meet together for worship, and as we sing praise together, we are reminded in verse 16 that Jesus is the center of everything that we do and the reason that we all meet here to worship God. Our motto is to know Christ and to lovingly make him known. And we do that in community as we grow in love and as we build each other up. What an amazing privilege it is to be able to join together in community and worship God, the God who is worthy of all glory and honor and praise. He is the King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, the one who offers us a fresh start through Jesus. And his love is beyond compare and beyond anything we could ever imagine. This week, may we hold fast to the love that we receive through Christ as we serve God wherever he has placed us. And may we do it all for Jesus as we lovingly point others to God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for that amazing love that we receive through Christ. Father, we pray that you may help us to remember that love each day. Father, help us to be open to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives and help us to join together in community as we look to love each other and build each other up in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.